man, I think the weekend's over. Gotta go back to work.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Shut up.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Me.
Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Here we go. It is another Monday, back in the saddle again. It is that time to get back to work, get back to working out, get back to being on our diet. I was doing good on my diet, and then I had some cookies. Oh, yeah, cookies are delicious. I love cookies. They're like maybe the greatest food ever. Pizza, cookies. I like both of those. That's not helping me. I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday. I got to dial it in. I got to keep the cholesterol low. Of course, I could have a heart attack or stroke at any point. I'm going to meet my new doctor. This is going to be wonderful. I have a complaint. Oh, before we start, though, shout out, congratulations to my oldest niece, Lindsay. Her and her husband, Brett, had a baby on, ended up being Saturday. And it is the first great-grandchild for my parents and the first grandchild for my brother. And first time I'm a great-uncle. So very cool. I love my nieces. My brother has two daughters. And they are both, one is married, the other one is not. One lives up in San Francisco. The one that lives here is my doctor niece. And she is the one that just had the baby. So very cool. Very, very cool. Kids got the most Irish name ever. Their last name's real Irish, and then they named her Delaney. So very awesome. Very, very good news all weekend. So shout out to my niece, which is awesome. Love my nieces. And then let's talk about what happened to me today at church. I honestly feel like I'm getting a cold. And I feel like the actor, Chris O'Donnell, it is his fault. I'm not kidding. Today, I go to church because I go to church every Sunday. Knock on wood. And I'm sitting in church, and he comes to my church. And I've seen him for years and years and years. He's been there. And he's on that show. Well, it ended, NCIS Los Angeles with LL Cool J. That's the guy. He's the white partner of LL Cool J in that show. And I think that show ran for over 10 years, like something like 15 years or some crap. It ran for a very long time. And you see him at church here and there in certain days. And every now and then you see him. Sometimes he's got his family, sometimes just him. And today it was just him. And he came in and sat down like close to us, like a pew up and over to the side. And it wasn't a busy mass. We went to the early mass. And the dude was sick as hell. He was hacking, coughing, blowing his nose, hacking and coughing the entire time. And like when you're famous and that church has some famous people in it, especially on like Christmas, you'll be in there and you're like, hey, there's that guy from that movie. There's this guy. There's a lot of famous people there. It's where a lot of them live in the town that I live in. And I see him and I'm like, okay, everyone's staring at him, but they're not staring at him because he's that dude from TV. They're staring at him because he's hacking and coughing and he's sitting in church and people are like, why are you here, dude? You're obviously sick. And now I'm like, I swear I'm getting a stuffy nose. I felt like it though, honestly, all kidding aside, he was there and he was sick, but I feel like I've been getting a stuffy nose for the last 3 or 4 days. I don't feel sick at all. But you know that happens too. You literally can get like a little bit of a cold but never get sick. Just have a stuffy nose and then it makes you cough a little bit, but you're not sick at all and don't feel sick at all. That's what I'm going through. Bastards. Bastards, bastards. I hate getting ill, but I won't get ill. I'm just going to double down on my vitamin C and just ramp it up and be a badass, not get sick. That's what I'm doing. Not going to get sick. What else did I have? I also had fun this weekend. And I saw one of my posts on social media. Took both my dogs, both days, Saturday and Sunday, to a state park near my house. And it's weird. There's a certain part that has hiking trails that go up into the hills, and you are not allowed to bring dogs on there. But then down in the actual just park area, before you go up on the hiking trails, you can have your dog as long as it's on a leash, and you have poop bags to pick up any poop. And it's a good thing I did because my dogs were literally shitting everywhere. No joke. And what's crazy is how much coyote poop is there, because it's the hills right there. That's the area. If like it ever catches on fire, it's going to come down over the hills through those parks into the neighborhoods, and that's how we'll catch on fire if the Malibu fire would have continued in our direction. But because of that, and because PCH had been closed and the whole area is on fire, we literally, I had the whole park to myself yesterday. Today it was busy because today people started realizing it's opening up. It was a lot busier on Sunday than on Saturday, but my dogs had the best time. It's always cool if you do have the dogs to keep them stimulated, to give them a different walk. Like I always try, I don't try to, there's a certain walk I do when I don't have time. I go, there's this around the block that I live on. We go around the block at home and we're done. And that's my, I'm in a hurry, I don't have time walk. But other than that, I try to do a different walk every day just to keep the dog interested and, you know, let them sniff different smells. And man, this thing had coyote poop everywhere. There were rabbits running out in front of us. They were loving it. The dogs had a fun time. And then today when I went, my daughter went with me, but she took my dog and left me with the female shepherd, who is a biatch. She is a biatch, that dog, because she wants to be the alpha in the front, or she's pissed and she pulls, and she'll pull the leash, choking herself out to get into the front ahead of Iceberg. And I dealt with that because my daughter was like, oh no, I'm taking Iceberg, because Iceberg's way better to walk than her. He's just a happy-go-lucky dude who just wants to run around and sniff for the most part. Now, could have been trouble if something would have came because he would have drugged my daughter, and that would have been funny. But speaking of my daughter's friend from school came over on Friday. And this is how I knew. No, Ice is a fixture in my house. He is here forever. He is a member of our family because he's just like me. That's why I love him. My daughter's friend from school came over, who's a boy. And we know him. He's been over before, but I don't think he's been here since we've had Ice. And he came in the door, and usually somebody comes in the door and they see, you know, they bark when somebody comes to the door. But once they come in, they realize, oh, the family's cool. They're cool. They know them, obviously. This person's okay, and they chill. Ice lost his mind. Like, he went absolutely batshit crazy trying to he was going to kill this kid. And I had him on the leash, and he was jumping, barking, growling, barking, just mad. And I'm like, dude, it's cool. And he was just looking at him and just like, rah, 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 rah. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to bring him back in the bedroom. So I went back here into the back bedroom, which is where my studio is and everything. I'm like, all right, he'll calm down. I'll turn on football, watch some football, and he'll chill out. He started jumping on the door, trying to chew on the handle, doing anything he could do to get out of this room because he was going to eat that boy. And I was like, dog, you are all right in my book. I understand you. You are a good dog. And I was happy with him. And then when we finally let him out, when the kid left, he ran every inch of our house sniffing, looking for this kid. He was looking for this kid. Like, where is he? In every room, sniff, 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 searching the house, looking for this kid, because he was going to F that kid up. And I'm like, can't go wrong with that. Just doing your job. Just being a good dog at that point. It's like, if you're a dad, you're a good dad. If a boy comes around, you're like, oh, boys are bad. Boys have penises. Well, nowadays, I guess some girls have penises too, but people with penises, boy or girl, you don't want around your daughter if you're a man or an aggressive dog like Iceberg. So that'll happen. By the way, my wife told me tonight she wants a German Shepherd for Christmas. I'm like, yeah, that'd be four dogs. That's not going to happen. Well, you hate the dog we have now. I don't see us getting another dog. No, I want a German Shepherd. Like, I'm like, well, you think I'm getting rid of Ice? Ice just sealed his fate with me on Friday night. He's not going anywhere. That dog's fam for life, for life. And she's like, nah, 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 nah. So the woman's lost her mind. All right, let's get into a news story that I have that, we'll get into that, and then we'll get into the biggest news story ever that we're going to talk about after this. But this is one. It is something, if you are a person that keeps your face buried in your phone, which makes you pretty much like most all people now. You know, people got the smartphone, the face is in it. Oxford University has chosen the word brain rot as their word of the year. And they say the word is defined as supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, especially viewed as a result of overconsumption of material, particularly online, considered to be trivial or unchallenging, also something characterized as likely to lead to such deterioration. So they're saying if you're online constantly, most people are online through their phone, that you could get what this behavioral neuroscientist says is unstoppable brain rot. Brain rot. They say it's in the zeitgeist that people have difficulty with their attention span. They feel brain foggy. They have less concentration. They can't do deep work, says another expert. And then there's also this epidemic of loneliness that has been kind of sitting on the heels of this because we can't really focus on anything, including relationship building. I believe the problems that we saw after COVID with young people has everything to do with them becoming just like that. When you couldn't see your, when you were a young person that couldn't socialize, that couldn't go to school, that couldn't be with your friends, you were forced into the netherworld of your phone. That was where you existed at that time. And I do agree there was a lot of damage done by that. Should have never closed the schools down as long as they did during COVID. Never, never. I get initially people didn't know what was happening. Cool, but they left them closed way too long. And they permanently damaged some young people. And I believe this brain rot is kind of got started at that point, really, on a broader scale. They say scrolling on social media is a way to disassociate and give the brain a rest after a long day. It's also an avoidance behavior. Anytime you're avoiding something, you know this area of the brain is on. This is how social media addictions can form. And they say this part of the brain can make it very painful to stop scrolling. The result is a dangerous loss of motivation. We all need motivation to live our lives and feel proud of ourselves and to feel confident and to get what we want. Yet, when we just become consumed in the phone, consumed online, consumed on social media, we avoid everything else and it really can kick your motivation in the nuts. Add to that the legalization of weed, smoking weed and just scrolling online. Oh man, you're done. And they also, I kind of look at this like, okay, now, they say these very clever social media companies create algorithms and they leverage what they call the limbic system, which is the same way that people who created slot machines did. So they get you to keep going, pull the handle, you never know what you're going to get. You're getting that same mental reward from continuing to scroll on TikTok or Facebook or whatever. And by the way, TikTok, I believe, is now officially like lost their battle and they will be banned in the United States very soon. So if you're a TikToker, I don't know, people are going to go through massive depression or it's going to have to be sold to an American. It's so stupid what they're doing with TikTok. Yeah, so they say the death of a lot of things is coming from people just being buried in their devices. And also, people's memories are hurting. Speaking of this is a fun one. I had dinner tonight with some of my dear friends, and it was in honor of the birthday of our friend who passed this year. And we all got together tonight and had dinner in honor of our friend. And as we were doing that, my one friend goes, "You guys, this is so embarrassing." And by the way, this is the age I am. This is how old I am. My friend goes, "You guys, I really have to tell you something embarrassing." And we're sitting at the restaurant and we're like, "What happened?" He goes, "I came here last night and I sat down and I was looking for you guys." He said, and then after a while I realized, "Oh, it's tomorrow." And I just went home. I'm like, "Dude, that's awful." He goes, "It's all right. I was sitting at the bar. I had a drink." And then you guys... he had figured it out at some point. I'm like, "Yeah, my God." I'm like, "Dude, don't you have a calendar in your phone?" Everybody starts telling him what to do. And I'm like, "Yeah, I get it. I'm that same age. I understand." Yeah, but if you don't want to get the brain fog, Don't do that. All right, now let's get to the biggest story. I haven't touched this, which is shocking because you guys know that I am big on the UFOs. Right now, there is a massive, what seems like UFO invasion into New Jersey. And I have been following the hell out of this story because it fascinated me. But very quickly, as I saw the videos, I realized they're calling these drones because they're drones. They're not UFOs. These are not alien spaceships. In fact, there's a lot of very clear videos that show these are straight up aircraft. You can see the wings. They're fixed wing aircraft. You can hear some of them. These things are drones. And, you know, drones, a lot of them are just unmanned aircraft up there flying around. But they're large. They're like the size of cars. They're not at all anything you would buy off the shelf. And for the most part, not anything that your average Joe drone enthusiast could make in his garage. You'd really have to be pretty high tech. And these things that were spotted, and it was kind of a Jersey thing, but as the week or so has unfolded, it went from New Jersey, they're all now in New York, they even had to close the airport in New York because they were over the frickin' runway at some point. They have them all over the state of New Jersey, I mean literally all over the entire state, and then they were seeing them in North Carolina and other states as well. And a lot of them are flying in formation. And people start going, hey, what are these drones? And people start calling law enforcement. Because what do? You call 911. If you're sitting there and a squadron of Russian planes flew over your house, you might call 911 and say, hey, I just saw a bunch of planes fly over my house, and I swear they were all Russian planes. It'd be interesting. You would want to know that. And then the weirdness started. Not that it's not weird already, that there's a bunch of military-grade drones flying all over the place that no one's talking about, and they're flying at night. Why do you fly at night? Typically to hide, but these drones are covered with lights. Now, if you were a UFO, you could just shut off your lights and fly right in, be dark, and for the most part, it'd be really hard to spot you without night vision or something like that, and most people don't. The fact that these things were covered in flashing lights, but they weren't the typical aviation strobe lights. But they definitely are covered in lights, so they're not trying to hide. Strange, right? UFOs, I see, you know, UFO videos, and some of them are lit up. A lot of them are not. The real good videos are the ones from daytime or the military. But everyone starts denying. And the Pentagon's like, I don't know. Then a lawmaker from New Jersey says there's a Iranian warship off the coast of New Jersey, and they're coming from there, and they're flying. The Iranians are flying military-grade drones all around New Jersey, but they're not attacking anything. They just look like they're surveilling. Then the Pentagon comes out and says the Iranian story is completely debunked. That is not true. But we can tell you this. Whatever these things are, they don't appear to be hostile. And then the White House regurgitates the same thing. We don't know what they are, but they appear to be, you know, non-threatening. So nothing to see here. No, there's hundreds of drones, or at least dozens, flying in formations all over residential neighborhoods, flying over military installations, and there is something to be alarmed. What the F is this? Why is this happening? What's going on? Well, the government's being real sketch. I don't know, but they're, you know, don't worry, because they're fine. They're not hostile. Okay, if you don't know what they are, how do you know they're not hostile? How do we know these things aren't scoping everything out, and then they're going to come in and start dropping bombs or kamikaze into buildings? We don't know that if we don't know what they are, which makes me think the government knows damn well what these are, has been my theory. My theory is either they're flying around, it's the government doing something. And then to be completely honest, I was like, oh, they're setting up like a false flag thing. Remember, we are about to get the war with Russia and the Ukraine most likely nipped in the ass. And a lot of people are not happy about that. They need a war to continue. I'm like, maybe they're going to set it up so that these are Russian drones, and then we have more reason to go and go to war with Russia, which is really stupid considering they have nukes, as do we. And then on Saturday, I got my buddy, who's a complete conspiracy theory nutjob, just being honest here, sends me a video. and it's a guy who's a legit, and I even looked the dude up because I researched this crap, and it is a dude who owns a company that makes military drones, like really good military drones. And he says, all right, I have no inside knowledge. Well, at least he didn't, because then he spills some crazy effing tea. He said that what's happening here, and he goes, but drones are used to look for stuff. And he goes, and there's really no need to fly a drone at night unless you are trying to hide it. But then he said, you wouldn't have lights on it. If you're trying to hide it, you'd shut the lights off. He's like, so this makes no sense and why they're up at night. Then he says, but then I heard from a high up government official that there is what they think potential that a nuke, as in a nuclear bomb, has been smuggled into the United States through the ports in New Jersey, and they are looking for it. And that's what drones do. Drones can find gas leaks and pipelines. Drones can sniff, they can smell things in the air through all their sensors and all the equipment on them. And they use high-end, high-quality, military-grade drones to do this. So it seems plausible that there is some threat that they don't want to freak everyone out. By the way, if you thought there was a nuke in New Jersey and you lived in New Jersey, tell me that wouldn't create mass effing panic and you'd be demanding where it is now. But yet you get these drones up there and they're just cruising around and they're looking for the radiation and they'll pinpoint it and they know where our nukes are, the ones that were they're supposed to be somewhere. So maybe this thing is hidden, you know, somewhere in New Jersey. And then I saw that. I sent back to my friend. I go, what's crazy about that is this is plausible to me. I'm not saying I'm buying this hook, line, and sinker, but it's plausible to me. And then by Sunday, I saw that all over the internet. And it was, but it wasn't the guy from the drone company more. And by the way, the guy that owned the drone company deleted his video. That video is gone. And like someone said, I think there's some truth. I don't know if it's a nuke, but I do believe all of those drones that are up there are United States military drones or government drones. And they're looking for something. What it is exactly, I do not know, but they're looking for something. And they're flying all over the place looking for something. What is it? We don't know. But the government knows, and whatever reason, they don't want to tell us. These are not space aliens. These are not any sort of alien craft or something out of the ocean. These are government drones in the skies of that area, looking for something. What they're looking for, I don't know. I would buy that hook, line, and sinker. I don't know if I'm going all the way out and saying, oh yeah, they're looking for a nuke. But what if someone did nuke a state on the eastern, and if it's a terror thing, it would just be one. It wouldn't be like Russia coming in and annihilating the entire country or China. It would be one nuke in, boom, goes off. Also, if there is a loose nuke out there in the world, it's Russia's. It came from Russia. So maybe, you know, they say when the Soviet Union fell, some of their nukes disappeared. And I've heard that for years and years and years and years. Like Ukraine was a country that had a bunch of nukes in it because Ukraine was part of Russia. And then when they pulled back and abandoned after the fall of the Soviet Union, some of the nukes missed one missing before they got in there and got them back, or Ukraine gave them back to them. So it's incredibly plausible that that could happen, or that that's what's happening. And then imagine if a nuke goes off in America and it's Russian, that's not going to set well with the American lawmakers. Bad things are going to happen. Bad things. So that is the latest theory, but I'm like, I have to discuss this. This is the biggest story out there. And I watched a CNN report on it, and they had an FBI expert on who said the same thing that the government. So the fact that the government stooges are all basically saying the same thing. Well, we don't know whose they are. We don't know why they're here. But we're telling you they're not here to harm us. Well, how do you know that? It would be like, a dude broke into my house, and he's in my living room. And I walk in there, and I'm, like, looking at him, but he's not acting hostile, and he doesn't appear to be stealing anything. He's just watching my TV and hanging out in my living room. I could say, I don't know who he is, but he's not here to harm me. Well, how do I know that? Because I don't know this person, and it's my house. So how do I know he's not here to harm me? Maybe he doesn't want to harm me. Maybe he's waiting to harm my wife or my daughter. So you can't say that you know they're here, not here to harm you, if you don't know what the F they are. Now, you can say that if you're the one putting them up there and you're the one using them because you're looking for something, but you don't want to tell people you're looking for. You play dumb and say, oh, it looks like it's not here to harm you, to kind of calm the people, but we don't know what it is or who's they are. Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. We do know who they are. Or, I'm sorry, we don't, but high-level people in the government do. I believe your local government does not know. I believe the state of New Jersey does not know. The politicians in New Jersey, they want answers because their phones are ringing off the wall and they're sick of terrified citizens calling them and saying what the hell's going on and them not having any answers. That I believe. But I believe high up Pentagon knows. I believe the FBI knows. I believe the White House knows. And it's a really interesting story. If you have been, now my wife thinks I'm insane because I am so into this story and I want to talk about it with everyone, and most people don't, and most people, I'll bring it up to people and they'll be like, oh, I heard something about drones. But even my son, I was like, dude, are you following this drone story? This is crazy. And he's like, I heard something about drones or like New York or something. I'm like, New Jersey, you jackass, where you were conceived, you little bastard. You know, where do you even know? It's where you technically came from. But no, people just, people just bury their head in the sand. It's also a good test. It's a good test that if, hey, let's say we do have a secret deal with aliens, we can let them roll in here and no one's really going to bat an eye. And be like, oh, another drone. Are they desensitizing us? Is this a mental experiment, if you will, psychological warfare to see how we will deal with unknown craft flying overhead? As you can look up and see an airplane. But what's weird is these aren't unknown to me. They're very obviously drones. And then the videos I see that aren't drones are very obviously fake, most of them. That's the crap about when the news doesn't take a story seriously enough and you don't get really good reporting on it and you find more information online. About half of what you see online is BS. And that's what we're dealing with this story. So it's cool, though. I'm following it closely. If I get an update, I will give you an update. If I get a new opinion, I'll give you my new opinion. I'm going to get out of here now because I got to go to bed and go to work because it's effing Monday. So you guys have a great week. I'll be back on Friday with a bonus pod. So until then, peace out, bitches.